You're listening to a Christian Aid podcast.
The Democratic Republic of Congo is facing its worst humanitarian crisis in several years. In April, a mutiny in the Congolese army by former rebel soldiers led to an escalation of fighting in the troubled eastern province of North Kivu. Since then, the rebel group, led by war crime suspect Bosco Ntaganda, has taken several strategic towns and advanced to within 40 kilometres of the eastern city of Goma. There was some relief, as rebels announced they would not proceed further and wished to open negotiations with the government. But the situation remains tense, and is deteriorating rapidly for the hundreds of thousands of people who fled their homes to escape the fighting. I'm Ali Carnworth from the Christian Aid Communications team, and I asked Emergency Manager Salome Ntububa, who is based in eastern Congo, for her assessment of the scale of the crisis.
So last week, we get the information from OCHA. It was about 250,000 people who are new displaced. But this number is an estimating before the last week attack. So maybe this number it can be double or more than this.
And Salome, can you explain some of the issues you're facing in organizing relief efforts?
So it is very, very difficult because these people, they are in continual displaced movements. So they left Jomba, they are in Ruchuru, they left Ruchuru. They are really, really displaced because they are trying to organize the relief. And then people that are displaced, they are trying to organize a relief. People that are displaced, seeing there was an issue about water, sanitation, some case of cholera, because in one camp in Jomba, they said that people was about 100 people was with cholera. So now these people with cholera, they are now everywhere in the community. So we are fighting maybe for the cholera situation. Maybe it can be an epidemic of cholera. So for us, it's really a confusion situation. The security is not so good on the ground. You can get access, but the access is very, very difficult now. We say that in this context, how can you give people? If you give them food, for example, they will be placed for a week. So they could not be able even if to bring, to carry food. If you give them, for example, non-food item, it is difficult because they're in the permanent movements. So with the communities, we decide that we'll give them money, so cash, so they can just keep this cash when they are running, buy something, the place that they are rescue, something like that. So we agree on this. So we're trying to organize ourselves and then maybe be able next week to give this money to the population so that they can help them to buy food or to buy some water, things like that. And then you organize the water supplies and then sanitation supplies maybe in 2 or 3 weeks. So this is our plan for this emergency.
Can you give a few more details about this cash distribution? How much is needed and the sorts of numbers of people you're reaching?
We went to the communities, we assessed them. They say, for example, for a family about 5 person, if we give us $25, we'll be able to cope for 1 month. So for each project, in Ruchuru, it was 700 households. And then in Masisi, it was 600 households. Because in Ruchuru, people was very, very displaced. You will think that next week we'll target more, and then this water sanitation issue. And then in Masisi, when it's a little bit calm, we target less. And then maybe trying to assess for more advocacy work and things like that and link with other NGOs. So we have 1,300 households. It will be around 8,000 people.
And Salome, some people have described this as the worst humanitarian situation in eastern Congo since the major rebellion led by militia leader Laurent Nkunda in 2008. Do you think what we're seeing is as serious as that?
It's serious because when Nkunda arrived, we see it was like he took these 2 territories as well. He took Masisi and then he took Ruchuru the same way, starting in Masisi, finishing in Ruchuru, the same way as M23 they are doing now. But the problem was at this time, the stability was there. People was trying a little bit to recover from this situation and then the war coming. But now this recovery, it is about, was not there because, for example, in Masisi, even if before M23, people that was disturbing, everything was there. I can say that the situation could be very worse than in the past in 2008.
You've been listening to a Christian Aid podcast. To find out more about Christian Aid, go to christianaid.org.uk or follow us on Twitter at Christian_aid or find us on Facebook. Thanks for listening.